Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's continue with your phone calls. And at the start of the next segment, folks have to hold a little while because I'm going to get in the news. More news. But right now, let's go to Bob in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you, brother. Thanks for putting up with me.
I'd start off by saying that I'm 57 years old, and I found the fundamentals of your worldview back in the late 70s. I was turned on to not near call it a conspiracy from a Vietnam veteran that I met out in Boulder, Colorado. I was kind of tramping around the United States, staying at a hippie flop house, and I ran into this guy, and we'd go to a library during the day, and he turned me on to all these books. So I've been pretty wide awake there, you know, since then, and I've watched all this unfold for the last 40 years.
Boy, I'll tell you, Gary Johnson, who's, who wrote None Dare Call a Conspiracy?
Gary Allen.
Gary Johnson's the...
There was another guy with him, though, too.
Yeah, that was Abraham.
Yeah,
I've had his son on. Yeah, no, I was conflating him with the Republican governor of New Mexico, former governor. Yeah, Gary Allen, can you believe his son runs Politico and serves the New World Order and makes fun of us when we cover Bilderberg? And his father literally wrote a book that predicted the future and has and may actually save us because it woke up so many people, 10 million copies in print. I mean, can you believe, can you imagine your son betraying you like that? I just that was, I know Gary Allen's dead, but I just couldn't imagine being a great journalist like Gary Allen and writing that book that he put out at cost, so 10 million copies got out. We sell it, by the way, today and back in print. Written in what, 1972?
71 or 72, yeah. Matter of fact, I got you the newsprint I got from InfoWars.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I mean, I don't want to digress, but can you imagine if you were such a patriot and your son, but like literally joined the emperor? Imagine if you were Darth Vader's father. I mean, that's what it's basically like. Go ahead, sorry.
No, I couldn't imagine that because I have three boys and they're in their adult age now. I've been married 39 years, and they're in their 30s. And you know, I gave them the information that I got out of that book. And what's funny about it is that, you know, I was warning everybody for years and being ridiculed and laughed at and. And when 9/11 happened, it got by me. And, you know, my oldest boy was telling me, look, Dad, it was an inside job. This was probably around 2006. He was telling me, look at Dad, it was an inside job. Here's the proof, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you know, look, this government's got some messed up people in it, but it ain't that bad. And they turned me on to a couple more books. My oldest son did, and he turned me on to you. And I said, oh, my God, it's all happened. Just like my worst fears. And I appreciate what you're doing because for years I knew what you knew and I didn't do nothing about it.
Well, brother, you did. You had three great sons and educated them, and then you got busy with life, and then they came back and woke you back up again. That's how it works. And in Gary Allen's book, like a sleeper cell, is out there with all these people. I mean, listen, I grew up with John Birchers coming over. When I was like 1, 2, 3 years old, there was a John Bircher lived next door that would keep me when my mom went to the grocery store and stuff. Bobby Vaughn, he's dead now, and he'd crank up, you know, rock and roll music, and you know, we'd sit there, and he was a fun guy. I remember when I was a kid and playing with me. But the whole point was is that he would just constantly talk at night, drinking beer at my parents' house. He was over there every night, you know, the neighbor. With his girlfriend, just constantly about the New World Order, New World Order, New World Order, banks going to take over, blah, 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 blah. And I just sat there listening to that. And like a sleeper cell, later than I read the book, because I saw him handing out the books, talking to my dad, everything. Of course, my dad was already awake. But that's how it works, brother. You never got to your point about the missing plane. What do you think's going on, Bob?
Well, I get things hijacked. You know, there's only one power on this planet that's got the ability and the capability and the nerve and the audacity and the arrogance to steal a plane with 240 souls on it. You know, we know who that is. I don't think I have to come right out and tell you that. It's the United States government that took that plane, and what they got up their sleeves, I have no idea.
I hear you. Probably. Who knows? Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Will you fight?
Right? Against that? No! We will run! And we will live.
All right. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your bed many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, let's get into the news. It's breaking up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson's got a new article out dealing with the EU's stunning hypocrisy on Crimea. Institution that ignores its own citizens' referendums declares Crimean vote as undemocratic. TSA polices St. Patrick's Day parade. That's right. Now we've got the TSA out at the St. Patrick's Day Parade searching people. It's total police state takeover. U.S. and EU making Europeans suffer is a, quote, price worth paying to punish Russia over Ukraine. Go read who said that. Amazing. That's open globalist talk. A new form of GMO sneaking into food supply this year. I'm going to be getting into that article. That is just some of the news up on InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. But here is the top story this hour. This is a report out of the Washington Post. We're going to cover some more news and go back to your phone calls. Chris, Robert, Laura, Tom, Travis, and others that are patiently holding. And I love an article like this because it really just illustrates everything I'm talking about. And we're going to give you the rest of the story on it. What's in this article is not just the news that the Internet's being handed over to someone. They say they don't know who. It's that you could write an article like this where the Washington Post says we don't know who's getting control of the Internet. That's like saying we're going to have World War III. That's going to happen in 10 minutes, but we don't know who we're having it with. We're going to have a Super Bowl tomorrow, but we don't know who the Super Bowl players are. You know, we don't know who the teams are. I don't know if it's the Washington Post writer, Craig Timberg, is this stupid, or whether they think you're that stupid. Actually, I know he's not stupid. They don't want to tell you. That's how stupid they think you are. It's on record that under international treaties in the last 20 years, they've already signed over most of the Internet. That's why hidden in the headline is the answer. And by the way, this is not my opinion. I mean, I'm going to go over some evidence of this in a moment. They know full well it's the UN getting control, and by UN, the private interests that sit on those boards. And it's the UN that wants CISPA and SOPA-style legislation to censor free speech, so don't forget that. And that's why Congress is getting behind signing over the Internet that DARPA created, that Americans paid for, the core technology. And by the way, will you guys queue up the John D. Rockefeller? We'd be better without the Internet because he's the guy involved in all this. Thank you. U.S. to relinquish remaining control over the Internet. That's the headline. U.S. officials announced plans Friday to relinquish federal government control over the administration of the Internet, a move that pleased international critics but alarmed some business leaders and others who rely on smooth functioning of the web. That's code for we don't want an end to net neutrality. We don't want to be under EU law censoring free speech. We don't want to be under an Internet tax. And by the way, that's what's in there, and that's what's actually in other news publications, mainline news. That's what Google is saying. I'm not normally saying Google's good guys, but if they even understand their interest is threatened, even though they're a large part of the New World Order system, this is being transferred basically to the EU that runs the UN. Now, we're going to get to Senator Rockefeller here in a moment, but listen to this. Pressure to let go of the final vestiges, see, it's already been done, of U.S. authority over the system of web addresses and domain names that organized the Internet has been building for more than a decade and was supercharged by the backlash last year to revelations about national security agency surveillance. See how all the other governments do it, all the big corporations do it. It's all about how America's doing it. We've got to turn the web over to the UN. They'll fix it. See how they do this? It's globalists above America playing us off against others. The change would end the long-running contract between the Commerce Department and the Internet Corporation for assigned names and numbers, ICANN, a California-based nonprofit group that the contract is set to expire next year but could be extended if the transition plan is not complete. Now, I've been covering this for 15 years, really, since I learned a little bit more about it. The UN is constantly saying they want to remove most people's domains and tax the other domains and in free speech. And you can look that up. Let me just type in UN wants to tax domains or UN wants to take domains. And that's why they've got all the names, biz and gov and org, and they're going to come in and say, you can't do this on that, you can't do that. I mean, it's all happening. It's all being announced. Now, let's continue. In a statement, Senate Commerce Chairman John D. Rockefeller called the move consistent with other efforts the U.S. and other allies are making to promote free and open Internet and to preserve and advance the current multi-stakeholder model of global Internet governance. You're that global Internet governance. And by the way, there's a big club, to quote George Carlin, and you ain't in it. because the world's owners want you dumb. That's why education will never get better. It'll get worse because it's designed to dumb you down. Because the country's owners want you stupid. Thank you, George Carlin. Rest in peace. 9/11 truther. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Now he says this is going to protect the free and open internet. He's been promoting stuff that would end freedom of the web as we know it. CISPA, SOPA, the UN treaties. Let's play that clip just so I'm not just claiming he said we'd be better off without internet. Here it is.
President Obama's Director of National Intelligence, Admiral Blair, who I greatly respect, have labeled cybersecurity perpetrated through the internet as the number one national hazard of attack on the homeland in West Virginia.
Launch your own attacks.
Anywhere else. So, I mean, it really almost makes you ask the question, would it have been better if we'd never invented the internet and had to use paper and pencil or whatever? And that's a stupid thing to say, but it has genuine consequence.
I get him
because
off.
It's on the internet that these acts of...
Okay, so there you go. All these acts are so bad, let us run everything. It turns out most of the time it's the globalists doing it all. So that's what's going on. Now, listen, here's the key part of the article. See, this is why I don't cover articles a lot. I got 300 on my desk. This is one. To decipher this crud. Now let's go to the next one. But former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, I cannot believe I'm agreeing with Newt Gingrich, Republican Georgia tweeted, what is the global internet community that Obama wants to turn the internet over to? The risk of foreign dictatorships defining the internet. This risks foreign dictatorships defining the internet. Well, no, Newty. It's not that we're going to have, you know, Zimbabwe or whatever voting on the thing. It's the private stakeholders that already under the treaties will control it for the World Trade Organization and others and fast track. That's the issue here. And we know because it got leaked by hackers and they confirmed it's real, only one of the 30 pieces dealing with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We know what's in it, and it makes CISPA and SOPA look tame. It's a pay-for-play internet with about 3,000 big sites and universities and government and corporations, and then you've got to have a subdomain with them, and then they just phase out the old internet. It's like turning a road into a toll road and then not letting you have access to it. And here it is out of the New American by Joe Wolverton, an excellent article. SOPA, dead in Congress, alive in Trans-Pacific Partnership. And this thing, they call it Trans-Pacific. It's for the whole world, folks. It comes in with the governance over the internet. And that's just one piece of 30 parts that I wish the hackers would release the whole thing. But see, Google has access to this, and we know they're probably the hackers. There's some fights in the New World Order and some people that don't want this to go through right now. They want the web to be free a little bit longer while they dominate it. And so they want it known what's going on so it can be shot down. So it's the separation of powers is one of the main things that's still keeping us afloat. Now I mentioned some of this earlier, but this ties into it. Ex-Bush administration official, internet giveaway weakens cybersecurity, opens door to web tax. Well, yeah, I mean, the web tax is being proposed across the board by the UN that's getting it. And again, the UN's the name on the door. It's these private boards. Just like Codex Alimentarius is a bunch of big pharma people shutting down vitamins and minerals and nutrients worldwide. The U.S. is one of the few countries they haven't restricted it. Here's another one. Just showing where we're going. Google wants email scanning information blocked. Bloomberg, they don't want you knowing they're spying on everything you write. See, they all do it. Here's one, the future of brain implants. How soon can we expect to see brain implants for perfect memory, enhanced vision, hyper-normal focus, or an expert golf swing? See, they're rolling out brain chips like it's going to be so cool. Only the coolest people get them. There'd be unintended consequences and problems if a benevolent, loving, you know, angel was running it. But this angel's not very loving that runs this. I will assure you. And here's the next article. See, they're just rolling it out everywhere. I used to tell you the plan was for DARPA to have everybody with a brain chip by 2025. That's official DARPA policy, declassified in 1991, reclassified soon after. I'm a kook. I think they're going to put brain chips in you, but they're promoting brain chips. Now, when we come back, cars can soon monitor our emotions. Devices reach facial expressions.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139.
All right, let's do this. Let's take some phone calls, and then I'll get back to the news, and then more phone calls. But I want to tie it into the story I was just covering later. Cars could soon monitor our emotions. Device reads facial expressions to prevent road rage, where the computer sits there bossing you around and is tied back to the police department. And that's out of the Daily Mail, RT, you name it. And again, Toyota, about 15 years ago, had a whole online symposium where they said they were going to do this. And then they're going to show that the robot cars are safer, so you're not going to be able to drive. Or if you have a special high score and pay more insurance, then you can drive. you'll get in your car and it'll just shuttle you around. I mean, this is just the end of humans being able to do anything. And I go back to different Chinese dynasties. I forget which one it started in. I think like 3,000 years ago. There's been Chinese dynasties for 6,000 years. But around the middle period, I know from memory, I forget the name of the dynasty. The point is, I'm obsessing the name of that dynasty. They said, you've got to be in the Forbidden City. You've got to stay behind walls. No one can look at you. You're God. It's the fashion. And then we've got to bind your feet so that you can't walk. You're so royal. We have to feed you. We have to bathe you. We have to wipe your hind end, like through the Queen of England, groom of the stool. We have to have a valet that dresses you. And pretty soon, the men and the women of the royalty could hardly walk, basically. And they could never live. They were prisoners. And that's all that's happening. We're seen as an ugly human resource that isn't needed. And so they want to reduce our population now. And they're on record about that. I mean, everybody knows that. And they've taught the average person to hate themselves and hate their fellow humans and go, yeah, there are too many people. Yeah, let's euthanize folks, but not you. But we've got to give up all our rights so that, you know, the terrorists don't kill 5 Americans a year or whatever it is. I mean, that's scary, you know, because we got to have morals, and we got to have the morals of letting women kill their babies. That's an important moral. You understand? I know you understand. It's just that it's this total anti-human system that they teach people to love. And I said I'd go to your call. Let's go to the next segment. This is a short segment. And look, it's not like I'm even smart. This stuff is out in the open. Just like they're like, yeah, they're giving troops brain chips now that are depressed. It's really helping. Wired Magazine. Hey, they got a vaccine they give the troops after 6, 7, 8 tours where they're not upset anymore. It's a real good shot, real easy. Of course, they don't tell you a virus goes in each part of your brain and you'll never have those high emotions when listening to music or when your firstborn's born or, you know, when you win that business deal or kiss that girl at the door when you say bye to her at night. Because, see, if we're going to take away your bad emotions, those are all in the very same area of the brain as the good emotions. That's why the best things in my life now I see were the worst things. Leg surgeries and car wrecks and fights and, you know, times I was scared and down but came through it. That made me who I am. They don't want you to experience any of that. The animating contest of life. And again, I'll use the analogy of space travel. If I was going to go on a Mars mission, my heart would disintegrate, my bones would turn to rubber. By the time I got there, I'd be an invalid, even if I tried to work out 6, 7, 8 hours a day, unless they build a centrifugal force system like 2001 Space Odyssey to create some basic Gs. When the crew gets there, it'll take them months to get to where they can pick up a 20-pound box, basically. And that's what the globalists have done to us. They have put us in an artificial, soft, poisonous system to get us eased back into their control so they can create the control grid, wipe us out, and we won't get upset while we're being killed. We've already been killed. We're already dead. Most people are walking dead. They're not conscious. They're not awake. They're not living. They're just machines that can watch television, try to act cool. They're not really conscious. Because if you were conscious, you wouldn't want to act cool. You'd want to act honorable. You'd want to find other honorable people to commune with. You'd want to find other people to share art and love and passion with. And to not be betrayed. And to not be forsaken. And to be loved so there'd be people there to honor you when you're put in the ground. Like your ancestors. And that even though they don't know your name 1,000 years from now, they will look back at what you did and will have a feeling of honor for you and will want to be honorable into the future with whatever unimaginably splendid missions our species is involved in the future. In the recruitment arm. Big guy. Your phone calls are coming up. Stay with us. We are Free Humanity.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Don't tread on me.
Tough it or leave it, my friends. That's what the governor of New York says. That we should give up all of our freedoms and accept abortions and accept turning our guns in or leave the state. How about you leave the state? That's treading on you, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't want to be treaded upon. I don't want to be food for somebody that claims they have this authority and just dominates everyone. By the way, there's a big controversy around the nation as police start wearing ultralight cameras, and I don't have any problem with that. If we're going to be able to film them in public, which federal courts just ruled and state courts and just ruled in the last week, two different courts, strange two rulings, one in Maryland, I think one was in Illinois, the police can no longer arrest you for filming them in public. Well, by the same token, then you can't stop them filming you. And my issue is that'll make them behave better. I'm not against cameras out in public if we have them as well. What I don't like is in privacy, them spying on our phones, our Twitter, our Facebook, our emails, reading everything, tracking us, and then using that data to corner financial markets. That's the essence of illegal spying, wiretapping. Anyone could ever go out in the public square and see what people are doing, see what they're saying. And in my experience, the system does not like cameras pointed back at them. Now, I don't like the fact that there is a total control grid of license plate readers and that there are cameras up at every street corner tracking where you go because there's no probable cause and you're being tracked as if you're a criminal. That is wrong. The total control grid under common law and common sense is designed to abuse people and tax people's mobility, which is an ancient form of oppression. So I want to be clear. They're conflating it that, oh, my gosh, the police are wearing cameras. Well, I've got a camera, too. So you've got yours and I've got mine. And I didn't see any problems with the Austin police when we went down for the open carry march. Jakari and the crew did a great job Wednesday and Saturday. Those videos are up on InfoWars.com. And with the Austin police we talked to were like, we're pro-Second Amendment, right to keep and bear arms. You have a right to march, open march, and we also support street preachers and the First Amendment. And people online are like, wow, man, that cop talked to you and was nice. Yeah, that's how they're supposed to act, and that's how I'd want to be if I was a cop or anybody else. I want to treat people like I want to be treated. You know, we all go overboard. The police get emotional sometimes as well. And, you know, I was up in Dallas, and the police were being pretty nice to the Federal Reserve, and they sent this cheerleader-style woman over to tell me I couldn't be out there demonstrating, and I started screaming at her. So they sent the riot police, but by the time they got there, we left an hour later. Really was screaming at those cops. But you know what? I don't apologize for it because I was real nice till this woman shows up and says, you don't have free speech in Dallas. We have an ordinance. Lady, your ordinance is toilet paper. Just like some ordinance against wiretapping in Maryland. Some state law saying videoing cops in public's wiretapping. No, it's not. And you know it's not. And you know my political speech is protected when I'm on a sidewalk, not blocking the road, bullhorning the Federal Reserve. So see, I say I shouldn't have blown up at her like that, but that starts making me mad. That is treading on me. People go, oh, don't get so upset. Folks, we've gotten the position we are because we lay down like a doormat. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. And I physically get upset by people wanting to dominate me because I'm free, folks. Americans were always some of the freest people compared to other nations because Americans would rather kill than be a slave. Americans would rather kill. I'm going to say that again. Then let somebody slight them. I mean, people were very polite in the old Americana culture, not just the South. That's where it got outlawed by the 1870s. What do you think that is in the old Westerns where two guys, and I'm going to go to Chris. I'm going to get to you, Chris. I'm going to play a special report and then get to you. What do you think that is in the old Westerns where it shows the, come on, Sheriff, think you're so tough, let's go outside. And then they draw and shoot each other. That's really what went on. But it didn't happen very often, like Hollywood says, because people were real polite. Because it didn't matter who somebody was. If you cheated them in business, if you beat somebody's daughter up or raped her, you're dead. And it wasn't. They finally done the histories and gone back on all the letters and stuff, and like my great 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 grandpas and people, and man, reading the letters and the stuff is just, there's just like safety deposit boxes full of it. It sounds better than any Western. The stuff that was going on, the stuff was having, like, you know, had four wives, you know, the three would die, and he'd, you'd have a fourth and have like 30 something children, and like, you know, somebody cheated him, so he went over and pistol whipped him to death, and then they had a trial, and, you know, the jury found not guilty, and, you know, just like, just all sorts of just, and then this guy did this, and that guy did that, and just like, I mean, my ancestors just, I mean, you know, were really nice, give the sheriff their back, but if you mess with them, they would kill you just instantly. I mean, or you're going to, well, somebody's going to die.
I look at what a wimp I am compared to those people. And it wasn't they were looking for trouble. They were the nicest, sweetest, upright people, man. But they were going to live. They were going to have kids, and they were going to plow, and they were going to build, and they were going to get strong, or they were going to die trying. Anybody got in their way, anybody tried to keep them down, they were going to kill you. And if you walked into a place and said somebody's wife was a whore, you're going to go outside and you were going to have a duel. Because if you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. Government doesn't have to do that today. All this scum doesn't have to do that today. You cheat somebody today, most of the time you don't get in trouble for it. But let me tell you how you get in trouble. No one will do business with you. I love people that have cheated me over the years or done stuff. And then years later they go, did you blackball me or something? Nobody will give me a job. And I go, no one has to blackball someone that goes around cheating people. No one has to blackball someone that goes around lying about people. People see that type of stuff and they don't want to associate with you. And then people see folks that don't kiss and tell about things that are going on, good things. People that don't cheat, people that don't steal, people that want to be honorable, that's the real society. And let me tell you, that society is still what's making the West run and operate, even though there's a corrupt society above it and below it. And it's that society that's got this country still operating and still running. And the professionals out there in every walk of life that are honorable because their daddy was honorable and because their mama was honorable. And they wouldn't think about doing something bad or cheating somebody or hurting somebody because it feels bad to them, but also because what would their grandma think, even though she's dead? Now, the establishment boys, they call that a goody-two-shoes square. They call that an idiot. They call that a fool. I call that civilization. And that doesn't mean everybody's perfect. Doesn't mean you don't get mad and do things that are wrong. Every one of us has got our own sins, our own problems. But what God judges is the heart. And that's why they say before you go into battle, better get your heart right with God. Better get lined up with God. And when you get lined up with God, believe me, you feel it. You feel eternity. You feel love. You feel strength. You feel honor. But you also feel very ashamed. That's why people call in and tell me how great I am. No, I'm not. I can feel the presence of God. I feel ashamed at how bad I am. Even though people would look at the stuff I do and go, you're a pretty good guy, man. What do you mean? Doesn't matter. I'm still wicked as the day is long. I'm wicked. How do you think I know how the new order operates? I've got that area of my brain, too. We all do. But see, my good side is so much bigger than my dark side, my evil side. That's how I'm able to continue on. Just like you're able to continue on. Fight the good fight. Now, speaking of mind control, with the face scanners going in, car manufacturers are always looking for ways to make driving safer. Oh, like proximity to other vehicle systems that will tax you by the mile. And now, live cameras of the police. And in the future, dashboard emotion detectors could search for signs of irritation in a bid to identify the first signs of road rage. A prototype of the device is able to read a driver's facial expressions using tiny embedded camera. And they're coming out with it, and oh, you're going to get an insurance discount if you get it. Speaking of mind control, here, Ian, we're going to go to Chris in Carolina. Robert, is Robert in Ukraine? No, he's in California. Laura, Tom, and Travis, and I'm going to go to you. I've been bad, a little hoggish with my babbling, my inane, in amongst the inane babbling, they could make out two words, Hobbit and Shire. It's kind of like my show, but in amongst the inane babblings, there is some information there. Let's go ahead and go to this report by David Knight on mind control. Here it is.
It used to be that your privacy was invaded by people breaking into your home, listening to your phone calls, opening your mail. But technology has made it far easier for criminals and governments to invade your privacy. As a matter of fact, you could argue that metadata is far more dangerous than just listening to people's phone calls or opening their emails. InfoWars has been warning you about this for a long time. Here's just one article from 4 years ago where we told you about Google's cozy relationship with the CIA, joining with them in an internet monitoring project that would scour Twitter accounts, blogs, and websites and be used to, quote, predict the future. Google's venture capital firm and the CIA's InQtel invested $10 million into a company called Recorded Future. Using metadata, Google and the government can predict not only societal trends, but individual action, knowing better than you do where you will likely be at a certain time. That's being done with metadata, not with your phone calls or your email. But now the surveillance state gets far more intrusive and sinister. Not content to invade your home, your mail, your computer, the government has been working for decades on ways to invade your mind, monitoring your thoughts, controlling your actions, even implanting or changing your memories. And InfoWars has been pointing this out for a long time as well. Look at this article from 11 years ago. Now if you Google it, you'll easily find over 349,000 results in less than half a second. And the government and its media have gone from ridiculing reports of their mind control research, calling you a conspiracy theorist if you report it, to taking credit for it, even putting a humanitarian spin on their demonic creation. The mainstream media is positively giddy about the prospects of mind control and memory manipulation.
How will the IT revolution help change our minds, improve our lives? Are we going to cure diseases like Alzheimer's, move objects just by looking at them?
DARPA wants you to see the purpose of their research as producing a medical device for Alzheimer's or PTSD. DARPA also wants you to see their militarized robots as something that will save your life in a natural disaster. They want you to believe that building a robot that can run faster than a human is to save you, not to hunt you down. Of course, DARPA's evil inventions could be used for benevolent purposes, but benevolent medical devices are not DARPA's mission. Their mission statement says that it's to overcome multifaceted threats, to wield cyber as a military capability, to open new operational regimes with advanced platforms and weapons, and to build a strong foundation for tomorrow's military. DARPA weaponizes technology. They're not looking for a cure for Alzheimer's. They're not even looking for a cure for PTSD. They're looking for a way to weaponize mind control. Keep that in mind when you hear this.
We can actually connect the mind to a computer now and actually begin to, quote, read thoughts. You can type, you can issue commands, and we can even photograph what you're thinking about. Meaning that, in principle, we can photograph a dream.
Homeland Security's mission isn't benevolent medical devices either. As InfoWars reported 3 years ago, Homeland Security, as part of their so-called anti-terrorism mission, developed a memory transfer system at the University of Southern California. The Pentagon and Homeland Security pretending that their mind control programs are benevolent medical devices is just like the thought police and the interrogators from the novel 1984 calling themselves the Ministry of Love. Homeland has a familiar ring to it. And a familiar purpose.
Who knows? Maybe we'll upload a vacation you never had.
Or maybe they'll use you as a false flag terrorist. Kaku even referenced Total Recall.
Tell us your fantasy. We'll give you the memory. You want to be a crime fighter? Or a world-class athlete? Or a secret agent? Yeah. Happy trails, man.
What happens if our criminal justice system comes up against the fact that memories, eyewitness accounts, cannot be trusted anymore?
Finally, Kaku talked about another aspect of brain control besides selectively removing memories or implanting new fictional memories. InfoWars has been covering for a long time the dream of Ray Kurzweil, now director of engineering at Google, and of others, that they will transfer their consciousness into machines, that they will merge with machines in what they call the singularity.
So, Professor, are we going to be able to live forever, store memories?
Well, President Barack Obama and the European Union are going to dump $1 billion, that's billion with a B, not an M, to the Brain Project so that we're going to create basically a disc with all your neural patterns, maybe your memories and thoughts and desires on it. The short-term goal is to cure mental illness, one of the great scourges of the human race. But long-term, if you die, in some sense, your genome and your connectome will live on forever.
The real singularity is the merging of global corporations with global government in order to enslave you.
We've already seen a huge upswing in prosperity because of the IT revolution. The kind of things that you're talking about, though, sound like they could expand our economy, improve our lives.
They see you as lab rats. They will offer you some temporary beneficial benefits in order to get you to accept their brain and memory technology. But it will be the instruments of your enslavement.
Excellent report by David Knight there in the newsroom, ladies and gentlemen. And there's more of that every night, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. I'm skipping this network break to go to Chris, Robert, Laura, Tom, and Travis from the transmission ends today. But please understand that this could all be neutral, and then we could decide whether we wanted to change ourselves, give up our humanity, and become something different. They are not making it voluntary. They intend to make it mandatory and are phasing it in right now. Just like the illegal spying, just like the forced medication with the fluoride in the water. They think it's funny. And they will end up being destroyed in it as well. Now, the funny thing about some of the top eugenicists in this country, if you go back to the 1920s and 30s, is most of them ended up being in insane asylums and ended up being mentally ill or committing suicide. I'm not saying all those psychologists and people were eugenicists. Sigmund Freud said that a fear of weapons shows a gross immaturity and childishness. Give me the exact quote, Sigmund Freud on fear of weapons. Type that in, guys. I want to give the exact quote because I saw that years ago, and then I was doing research late last night, and came back across it on an official psychology site with a bunch of other quotes. But that's true. I mean, it shows if you have a fear of like a butcher knife. Oh, somebody pulls out a butcher knife and goes, oh, and you're cutting carrots or something, or a fear of a gun or whatever. It really does show a childishness. While we're finding that quote, please don't forget that InfoWars Nightly News is subscriber, but then we pay it forward to YouTube and everything the next day and are developing a lot of other avenues to get it out to folks, a lot of TV stations, and people download it every day and end up playing it the next day. You can see the Nightly News, 7 o'clock every night. Some nights it's live, a lot of times taped to air. We do special live reports as well and so much more. It's all my films, so much more. If there's anywhere you'd want to subscribe to digital media, so 11 people can use the same username and passcode, it's prisonplanet.tv. And it is your purchase of that yearly membership. You get 3 months free or get a monthly for $5.95 that finances what we do. It takes about a minute to sign up. And again, create a unique username and passcode and share it with friends and family. 11 people can simultaneously sign up. It's on Roku, Boxy, so many other systems. PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, let's go to Chris in South Carolina. Chris, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir. I was wanting to go at the angle of, you know, your movie Endgame.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You have said many times that the globalists, the two main issues are China and Russia. All right, what if they're occupying China? What if they're starting this war with Russia? The nukes are missing. All right, you got the commanders and everything else within the military being purged. All at the same time, they're rolling out all of this stuff like you were saying. They've also killed the bankers, and they have also disappeared a bunch of tech guys who have created a lot of this technology. You tell me what you think this war is about.
Well, again, you said it. The globalists are above the countries, not totally controlling them, but playing them off against each other while they transfer the governmental authority to unelected private corporate boards. And then once that's in place, Katie bar the door. We've already seen what they've done in third world countries. So it's just the conflict they'll make trillions off of. And, you know, Putin won't mind it because he'll get to become stronger and become a hero because he's challenging the West. That's why we keep having war and keep having death and keep having our real progress destroyed, because governments do the same tricks over and over again because they work.
Tom, you have these Russian sleeper people. Okay. Then you have NATO who Obama has given our military to. All right, they're saying NATO strikes, which is would basically be us. Okay. Excuse me, I lost my thoughts.
I mean, it's all right. What exactly are you getting at?
I think this is more or less, yeah, it's a money-making thing. Like you were saying, Ukraine has a
Well, it's more than just make money. The globals have unlimited money. They do it to transfer wealth and destroy it out of the economy.
Russia and the Ukraine are some of the stronger countries. But if you can break them down, then what do you have?
No, that's it. Bankrupt them. No, I totally agree. I appreciate your call. That's what's going on. Have an arms race with them that breaks them just like they have with the Soviet Union. Except now America's totally run by globalists. So it's not America doing this to Russia. It is literally the same people that are ruining our lives doing. And so the American people and the Russian people are in the same boat is what I keep trying to get at. Robert in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm Robert, obviously, from California. I live in California. I don't know if I used to feed information as a producer for a TV show called Hard Copy, if you remember that one.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, the biggest thing that you've done since the InfoWars was basically your Pierce Morgan thing. I'm going to now set the next stage for the next level of your show to progress on to TV. We could probably get you on satellite on DirecTV. You could use your same advertisers so you'd be worldwide with your broadcast through satellite. The information I'm giving you right now is world-breaking. Right now they're going to test, the UN's going to test out the cyber teams to shut down the Internet. Once I tell you this information and where to locate the information on the Internet, it reveals exactly covert operation in order to use PSYOP, special operators from the White House, Pentagon and CIA, and you're saying to take away people's guns. Number one, people who have access. It's like finding a diamond in the rough on the sand. There's diamonds out there in the sand, but you got to know where to look. As intelligence, I retired. I left Hard Copy as one of the producers for the show, and now I'm a licensed private investigator. Okay.
Yeah, I've been on Hard Copy about 10 times. That was an interesting show. So, didn't Bill O'Reilly used to be on that? But listen, bottom line, what's the information?
Okay, the information is basically, it's hitting on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, and you have to take screenshots because it will be removed by the White House. You go to YouTube, you type in crisis actress, Menudo's. There's a lady who works for the government who's a witness from every single scene. The Boston bombing, she's a witness there. Sandy Hook, she's a witness there. And four other scenarios. Everything you've seen is a movie made, it was filmed, and then released as a real fact.
Oh, I know. They got caught creating fake ATF raids of gun owners. And they said, oh, it was just a drill. I mean, look, they are doing a lot of fake stuff, but they also do real stuff, and they mix it in with real people they're bombing and killing. So that's important to add. I believe from my investigations, they hybridize the killings. And again, it's not that they don't want to kill people. It's that it's easier to not kill as many people to manage it. But I've seen all the crisis actor stuff. What's it called again?
You go to Crisis Actor Busted on YouTube, and you'll see all the government agents. And what's really bad is Obama's crying for something he knows is fake and scripted, is made, is filmed. And
no, Obama wouldn't fake cry. I mean, you didn't build your business. I appreciate your call. I mean, he said, don't listen to people that said tyranny's always around the corner. But that's not true. It's already eaten you. You're inside tyranny's belly. Well, again, I don't know how much of that crisis actor stuff is real, how much of it isn't. But they clearly, in some of these videos, it's staged. Blue screens, all of it, disappearing noses, and people acting. Really bad actors. All those folks that went to all the acting classes have never got a job anywhere because the market's not big enough. They finally got a job working for FEMA. And they actually have real crisis actor groups they go around. They've got all these housewives and people that wanted to be movie stars. Now they all run around and go to the government bombings and stuff and all the little secret agent badges and stuff. Of course, the government's going to kill all you ladies later. You know that, right? All the actors, men and women.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.